Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 74. Wow, 74. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are...
This is Dave.
Chuck.
Donnie.
Justin.
Matt.
Mike.
Joe F.
Got a big group. And only last names. I like that. First names. Sorry. No last names. You guys are all incognito tonight.
Except for Joe F.
Well, Joe F.
No, I revealed my secret identity.
Well, you know, it's always been Joe F. So, just nobody knows what that F means. But we were trying to figure out what to talk about. If we were going to talk about Walking Dead, because the last episode was pretty amazing. And then just some other stuff when we get to it. So, who liked Walking Dead? Who wants to talk about it?
I loved it.
Should we say spoiler alert if anybody is?
No, I figure we're at 4 days late, and this won't go up till Thursday, if I'm lucky, maybe Friday.
Lori's dead.
Yeah. Don't be too sure.
She's dead, but is she a walker?
But she can't act as bad as a zombie.
Well, true. She could act very poorly as a zombie.
And she can't speak.
Yeah, she can't speak, so it's all good.
Okay. All good. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. But it was just funny when the first person said that to me. I'm like, well, did we see her dead body? Because if you read Game of Thrones, that's a lesson you learn very quickly, is if you don't see the character die or read the character die.
If you've read comics for the last 30 years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, but it's just been because every time they say they're dead, if they died off screen, they're always alive. And so in this particular episode, we also learned that because the guy running around the prison causing them grief was a guy that everybody assumed was dead. The one prisoner they pushed into the yard.
Oh, right.
So you just assumed he was dead. So did they. Yet he came back. So... we didn't see her die. There was a gunshot.
I thought we saw her die.
We saw her laying there. We didn't see her dead. No one checked her pulse.
She was dying.
She was maybe dying.
I thought we saw
she
her
was
dead,
bleeding.
We didn't see her after Carl shot her.
I don't think she was dead. I think she was laying there probably unconscious, passed out from the trauma.
The pain.
But
yeah, but if you get your gut cut open, you're not going to put
it's
that
not
together
your
yourself.
Gut. I mean, it's, you know, it happens all the time.
Well, it's not like she was in an operating room in a sterile environment.
Well, absolutely.
With
no,
a
I'm not
surgeon,
saying that, but I'm just saying there's certainly
Paul's
I wouldn't
butt knife and,
I wouldn't know. Jump to the conclusion that she's automatically dead and Carl put a bullet in her because.
I mean, she could have survived because they cut off Herschel's leg and he's fine. He's up walking.
Exactly.
Around, right?
See,
when they cut her,
how did she die?
She gets shot with a
shotgun
afterwards.
Who did it?
One of the governor's people.
Okay.
Wait,
it's like a video game.
Lord.
Some duct tape.
Yeah, it was like a sniper rifle, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, it was while they were in the prison.
I mean, yeah. she was running.
She was running.
The governor and his people invaded.
Right.
And in the melee, and the baby were killed.
She was shrapnel.
Yeah, what I kind of wonder if they'll do is have her come back as a walker, but imagine Rick sitting there dealing with the baby, and all of a sudden she walks up. And
maybe there'll be somebody on the other end of the telephone.
Exactly.
He'll carry the telephone around and be like,
yeah, that'd be cool.
And she'll be on the other end.
Could be. He has her number, yeah.
Or she'll cut her jaw off, like Michonne's.
But I just wouldn't assume she's dead.
I heard on IMDb she's still, like, listed as an actor.
Okay.
So that might be...
Well, it could be flashbacks.
That could be, but that could also be to keep there from spoilers.
I'd heard that through the grapevine.
Yeah, now on another subject, T-Dog is dead. So.
T-Dog?
Yeah, he's dead.
Can you believe a character named T-Dog lasted well into the third season?
Well, I can't believe he lasted that long. I mean, granted, he died nobly, but I thought they had bigger plans for him.
How
it's something.
He die in the book?
He wasn't in the book.
Yeah, so I'm just the way he's just kind of been there. I figured they had some big plan for him.
Daryl's not in the book either.
Right.
I think it was just a character that just didn't really catch on.
Yeah.
Or Daryl, I think people actually.
Yeah, well, he never did anything. What his big moment was getting his arm cut open.
Yeah.
So.
Did we ever see him dead?
Who? T-Dog?
Yeah. He's like torn open.
Yeah.
So people are eating him.
He feeds himself to zombies.
He's a feast.
But he may come back.
I think they stood over the mass of his body after he had been eaten. So.
But did anybody shoot him?
Just like a crow.
I don't think there was anything to shoot.
One arm.
They all kind of stood there and all went...
half a face.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a worry of him coming back. So.
They supposedly have dinners for the actors.
Yeah, I saw that.
When they die.
Yeah. The final supper. Awesome. Yeah, it's for the actors. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Must be a lot for the zombies people.
No,
right?
They probably don't get it.
Main character.
Red shirts don't get it.
Exactly. Yeah, but no, that was a good one. And this season's really moving, where some of last season's episodes, it was like,
hey, let's go look for something.
Is it over? Well, yeah. Even, or just, oh, where's Carl? I don't know. Yeah, I don't care.
Carl's
in the
house.
Or even when Carl's, you know, convalescing in the bed, and Lori's, you know, what? How can we raise a child? Oh, who cares?
She's not overacting or anything.
Move along. No.
I hated her.
I think it's interesting how they're diverting from the comic and the baby's alive. They're going to have to deal
with it. Right. Well, the baby was alive for a little bit in the book.
Yeah, but so was she.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Kirkman said, though, he wanted to keep it different enough to be interesting. So.
I think the governor right now is different enough to be very interesting.
Well, I mean, it's so far off the book, I don't see how they veer back to do...
Well, they can.
I mean, they could come back with the governor invading, but...
And then they go find the little town.
When does he lose his arm?
The governor does that, so I don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because Kirkman in an interview said the one thing he regretted doing was cutting off his hand. Because it's limited some things that he wanted to do that he couldn't do because he would need two hands to do it. So that's his one regret, was doing that. So I'm going to say he's probably not going to. Also, just the acting part. Have the guy act the rest of the series, having to do the, you know,
that's
green glove and all that.
Yeah.
You know, why... I don't think that's crucial.
Mm-hmm. What I never read the comics other than, like, the first trade.
Okay.
So what's up with the governor, like, having those heads?
That's new.
Oh, that's new?
Yeah,
okay,
that's
so everybody is
well,
just kind of...
Yeah, in the book, it was his daughter was a...
Well, we might still see that.
Yeah, his
they've
daughter
referenced his daughter.
Walker. She
yeah,
was, like,
a biter.
Up.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, his heads were in there.
They were in the book?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Were they?
The
okay.
Were they
I
in aquariums?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was actually the origin of the governor's collection of heads was just in the Hero... Initiative annual that came out like a few weeks back, where the governor explained that he was not like the governor before the zombie apocalypse, and he wanted to start a collection of something so grotesque and horrifying that he would stare at it over and over until he laughed about it. And it was going to be a collection of the guy's head that he was talking to.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to start
the first
with
piece in his collection. On the shelves at Pittsburgh Comics right now.
And it's a charitable nice donation to the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, right?
Yes. Or is it Hero Initiative? Hero Initiative and CBC.
There's two of them.
Yeah. Both came out at the same time, so they both have stories in them.
Confusing.
I don't think the governor's that different. I mean, he's
still... No. He's I guess the difference is he's a lot more likable. Like, they're trying to make the thing off to be normal, where in the books they have, like, gladiator contests, and it's
like
a much different environment.
And he can't really torture Michonne the same way that he did in the book either. I don't think that could... Well, AMC does push the limits, but...
You might not see everything. It's pretty rapey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they certainly imply that with the previews for the next one.
Did they?
Okay, look at that.
Well, thank you.
Source material.
Donnie
just showed
spot.
Us the picture of him sitting looking at the heads.
I don't remember that.
It was like issue, 19 or something?
What trade
so.
Was that in, Donnie?
It's in volume 5.
Maybe later, 30.
30s. Mm-hmm. But that book you read so fast.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Doesn't say what it goes.
It's a great read, but there's not a lot of content.
No, no. That's okay. You need those. Then you get a Hickman.
Yeah.
Or a Morrison. Other than Happy. Happy was a pretty easy read. You haven't read it. It's an Image book.
I have them.
You haven't read it. You have them.
I have
okay.
them.
I like the second
Osmosis? You're going to sleep on it?
No, I just got to get caught up.
That just worked.
I give up trying to get caught up. And move ahead.
It's because you're a procrastinator.
No. I wish.
He has kids.
Yeah. That affects things. Anybody watch Comic Book Men?
I've been watching it.
Yeah. That was just funny. Ming was left in charge, and he bought some stuff, and it was kind of funny watching him just going, no, and then they come in, and even they, who, and they always overpay for stuff anyway, and even they say that he overpaid. It
was it comic book related stuff?
It was. A guy came in with a Daredevil number one and an Iron Man number one, but they weren't in the best of shape.
Okay.
So.
What did he pay for the Daredevil?
I don't remember.
Both,
I think he paid like $125 for both, but it probably should have been closer to like $50. The Daredevil looked like it had some water.
Yeah, like a yellow stain on the spine.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, and then some action figures that I don't know.
And that's why they were Transformers.
Yeah. Yeah. The one funny thing was, what's the guy? The guy from Clerks showed up and he asked him to help out, so he was behind the counter. Dante.
Dante. Okay.
So that was kind of funny that he was. Yeah, he was working the counter.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it was also interesting that Kevin Smith said during their little interview segment that Dante was him in the movie.
Yeah.
And that
Randall
working the video store, that was actually Brian Johnson. He wrote it, it was very autobiographical, but he was Dante and Brian. So that was very enlightening. Kind of cool. Yeah, that was interesting.
But that's the exact reason when people come in when I'm working and say, "Hey, can I sell you some books?" And I'm like, "Nope." Or I'll give you $5 for the whole long box. Your choice.
When are you getting your spin-off, Colin? That's what I
Yeah, well, this is it. See, I'm working on this is the pilot. And then we'll start filming this. And then we'll get fancy, a big table, and we'll each have our own mics, and I'll have to stand away from the table because my belly's so big. In a hockey jersey.
All right.
It says, you know, PCP.
You should wear a Bears jersey after that win last week. That was just amazing.
That was sweet. You're 7-1, man.
I haven't seen a 50-point football score in a long time.
By the Bears? Okay, sorry. I'm enjoying that very much.
Who'd they beat?
Tennessee.
Yeah. Who the Steelers lost to. Yeah.
Sad day. Just remember who your quarterback is.
It doesn't matter. The defense is scoring more points than the Steelers. So.
It's Jay Cutler.
I understand.
The real Jay Cutler will show up.
Hey. Who's your backup?
Jason Campbell. It's not a bad backup.
He's probably better than Jay Cutler.
Not necessarily. No. Jay's doing okay. No. When Jay's on.
Jason Campbell.
Yeah.
Jason Campbell's horrible.
Yeah. And Brady Quinn. Okay. Wow. We got off topic. Thanks. Thanks so much, Justin. Totally diverted us by bringing up.
Do you get a spin-off?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I'm so sorry. That threw everything off. Way to go, man.
You're gonna throw me out.
No. Now, Joe, you brought up something to talk about. Joe was talking about Marvel saying that the sales of Uncanny Avengers. Where did you read that?
Yeah, I believe it was an interview with Tom Brevoort saying that, encouraging retailers to up their orders, that it was going to be as big as Walking Dead 100. So I contacted you earlier this week and asked, did it actually sell through anywhere near the success level of Walking Dead 100?
No.
We are talking about Uncanny Avengers number one.
Right. Now, they had a bunch of promotions, you know, of course. What was it? I think it ended up being 20 different variant covers, but I think we were able to get 11 different variants.
Uh-huh.
And I bought 10 of them.
Right.
This is Walking Dead, or this is Uncanny Avengers?
No, this is Uncanny Avengers.
Okay, so Uncanny Avengers,
and they also had
10 variants in this store.
They also had promotions of exceed, like double your orders of AVX 5 or some number, and then you get bigger discounts, so that it becomes cheaper to buy the books.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, to the point where I think it was a case of you could buy 100, for me, I could buy 150 for less than I could buy 100. It was cheaper based on the discounts. They want to win the sales charts.
Because
you know, people are like, oh, they're trying to increase sales. And I'm like, you're not increasing sales if I can get 50 extra for free, basically.
Yeah.
Well, they're not increasing profit.
Right. They're increasing
sales numbers.
So right.
Of the diamond charts.
Right. But I mean, that's what I mean. It's only about charts. It's not about increasing the bottom line.
Which invalidates the diamond charts.
Walking Dead 100 had 9 covers.
It did, but there's a difference.
They were all
orderable.
Orderable, right.
I guess the big difference, and this will come up in a minute, is the Uncanny Avenger ones were incentive variants.
Right.
Incentives for us ordering certain amounts, we could
not all
then
of them, though,
not all of them, but all of them were based on, like, some of them where you could order as many as you want if you met some goal,
right.
Which I think was order more than an AVX 5, where the Walking Deads were order as many as you want, orders few, you know, you could have ordered 100 of one or 20 of one, and I think I did it pretty even with my numbers higher on.
Still a signed copy of by
I
Robert
do still
Kirkman
have that
here.
Sign, but yeah, I ordered 200
Come
Walking
on Sunday,
Dead
special deals.
$5.
But myself, just to give away the numbers that we're not supposed to do, but whatever. I ordered 101 copies of Uncanny Avengers and sold 68, which isn't bad. That's actually more than I expected to sell. I was just trying to get the variants to have the party, And if you go on the Facebook page, you'll see that awesome cake that I got for the party.
Nice.
It wasn't. But
there'll be no awesome cake for the X-Men.
There will. We'll get to that in a minute. the Walking Dead, I ordered 200. Now, the 200 number came because there was a 1 in 200 variant, and I figured this was going to be big anyway, so I might as well. Because especially when I broke it down, I figured there were – the difference with this is I figured there were going to be people that would want sets of all the covers. And, it's, you know, it was 8 copies, not that huge a deal. So actually, it was 210. I forgot the chromiums. So I did the sets, and I think like 15 people bought the sets. But so I blew through all 200 copies. Relatively quickly. I don't think they lasted a week. I understand Marvel wanting that goal, but I think it was a completely different thing. Uncanny Avengers is a number one of a book with a limited audience, you know, of comic book fans, Marvel fans, where I think Walking Dead with the TV show is kind of transcending things right now, especially with that book. I had people coming in for it that weren't necessarily comic readers. It was an event book. It was a book to have.
That's cool.
So, yeah, Marvel thinking they were going to hit those numbers, which is kind of funny because it's an Image book, which you know, you're not going to expect that. Now, it's funny, in the current previews...
Well, did they hit the sales number, though? The diamond
they may
number?
Have, very possibly.
Doesn't
but
mean
sell-through isn't going to be anywhere near that.
The story wasn't bad, though, in the Uncanny...
No, it wasn't bad. No, not at all. Not at all. But comparing it to Walking Dead, I think, was really very different.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, but I think you're going to see a dramatic...
There was no Glenn getting it with a...
Correct. Well, you had Professor X getting de-brained.
Yeah, get his brain
by
cut
a red skull, right?
Yeah, how did he come back? Thanks, we'll get to that. Yeah. Don't worry about it. He's just back. Like Sabretooth, he's just back.
He's back. Professor X is back already?
No, oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Red Skull's back. Red Skull died
like
in Cap Reborn.
Ago,
yeah, Cap Reborn, he was gone. He hasn't been seen since.
Uh-huh.
But he's magically back with this goat-faced girl.
They don't explain how he comes back, though?
No.
Not yet.
Isn't that a group, though, the goat-faced people? Isn't that, like, Leviathan or something like that?
No, that's DC, but...
No, but isn't there,
like...
Oh,
Leviathan from Secret Warriors.
Yeah, like, they had...
I don't remember... I remember there was the Gorgon and stuff like that, but that's a different group.
Right, that's in Hydra.
Yeah,
and
I don't remember.
There was a specific
person.
Group where they all wore masks of like constellations. Like there was like the bull, and I thought that
okay.
what they were playing on, and they somehow resurrected. I thought that's
I don't know. I don't know.
That's
good
my
theory.
Conjecture.
Good
in my
okay,
mind.
Okay. You're conjecturing. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I like to use big words.
You do.
Look at that. Sound smarter.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But it just kind of scares me that of their big launch, we're at 68. So I was hoping it would be higher.
Yeah, on a percentage basis, that's pretty bad. How does that compare to your monthly Avengers sell, though? Like, do you normally sell 30 copies of the Avengers?
Oh, that's probably easy double in my Avengers sales.
Uh-huh. You count all the books together? Because I was going to say there's like five.
Oh, no,
of Avengers
not if I
sales.
Count. But, well, yeah, no, I can't do that off the top of my head. All the different Avengers books. But I know I order, I think, like 32 copies of the last Avengers that came out today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that the last one ever? Until 3 months from
now? No, until next month. Avengers number one is first week of December. Because we're having an Avengers party. But I don't want to get ahead of myself on parties there. Because next week, we're having the all-new X-Men party.
Woohoo.
But since I couldn't get the variants...
Which one's the all-new X-Men?
That's the Bendis going back in time, bringing the old back. X-Men to the present.
What?
Yes!
How long do you think that's going to last?
I missed that.
Yeah.
What, Bendis doing it? Or
thing
just...
right here.
What?
No.
But how are they doing that? Like, what's the story?
Time travel. Beast just went back in time.
Beast
you know, he can do that all the time. You know.
I wish they would use, like, stuff that they already have, like the Infinity Gauntlet, Cosmic Cube. They could have,
well,
like,
they might be using them. We don't know how he's doing
right.
it.
You could, like, reset the whole thing. Like, if someone gets the Infinity Gauntlet and resets the whole universe. Like that. You know what I mean?
I know what
you're saying. A hard
but they don't
reboot.
Want to use that until the next Avengers movie, so we're not going to see the Infinity Gauntlet
it's
until
actually
then.
In Avengers Assemble. No, it's in New Avengers.
Okay.
Aren't they? Didn't they show the rings for the new cover of New Avengers? The New Avengers.
Yeah, Marvel, this is working great. This is a great plan. Yes. You're right. On the cover of New Avengers with the Illuminati Avengers.
Yeah.
Now including Beast and Black Panther.
Does this take place current time?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, because he went back at the end of AVX, wasn't it? Not AVX, but it was in...
No, he hasn't gone back yet.
Was it in the preview then?
It was in the preview. Yeah. Was it in the preview or was it in point one?
Himself.
I think he's probably, my guess is he's going back to get Jean Grey and Cyclops to teach Cyclops who he should be or some moral lesson or something. And they're going
to. So we're not getting the
coaster. Then they're going to send him back and make him mind wiped.
Yeah.
We'll get the, I'm getting the coasters.
Yes.
I'm getting the coasters.
He's going to have a little flash device from Men in Black.
Those old ones.
That's my guess. Yeah. So that I don't get how they're doing this. I hate time travel stories. I really hate them. They're
especially
a cheat.
Bendis.
Well, they're a cheat. You know, it's a way of around. I just don't know where it's going.
So is Cyclops a bad guy now?
Like yes, he is the baddest bad guy. If you read AVX 5 or Consequences 5,
he's in jail right now.
If you read Consequences 5,
I haven't read it yet.
You'll see.
I just know he's in jail.
He's the baddest badass in the Marvel Universe right now.
Who puts him in jail?
Captain America.
Well, because of all his crimes before Phoenix 5.
Well, no, just when he was the Phoenix 5. He didn't commit any crimes before.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I thought he did.
No, it was everything he did as the Phoenix. You know, destroying stuff.
Just that type of critical, right?
I completely agree.
Because he got Bucky out of the Russian gulag because...
Well, not even that, but how many people have been taken over by something and they... Oh, it's okay. He was possessed by...
Bucky
was... Scarlet I agree.
She can walk around free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For now, until we need an event.
Right. So, no, I completely agree that...
The Trial of Scarlet Witch, that'll be
Burn
next summer.
Yeah.
Burn the Witch.
But his being in prison was only to set up where it is now.
Yeah,
because
he was...
end of Consequences.
Because somehow he was putting metal filings in the shape of words.
No, that was Magneto.
No, I thought Cyclops...
Well, he did, and then
Magneto
answered
reading
him.
Reading them through the... Somehow.
Yeah.
Through his powers, because that's what his powers are.
Magnetism.
I get that, but how's he, like...
I don't know...
The currents,
the
way it's set
up,
right?
He steals all the metal.
I still like the big red thing that makes him look like a
Hellboy. The helmet
crossover.
Thing? Yeah. Because what does that exactly do?
It prevents him from shooting.
No, the thing around his neck does. So what that helmet thing does, I have no idea.
Back up,
okay.
That's awesome.
I thought you couldn't turn the laser off. I thought that was just his vision.
No, but that neck thing negates their powers.
Does that make him blind? Because he can see.
I don't know. I don't make this stuff up. They make it up. No, I can't tell you what the writer makes stuff up. It's like I can't tell you who'd win a fight between Batman and Captain America. Whatever the writer wants.
Batman.
I think you'd take Batman just from the Marvel bashing.
I would take Batman because he's not, you know, he's a street fighter. He'd be a little shady and...
Oh, I agree.
With enough time
but
to
I'm
prepare,
just saying,
Batman could beat anybody.
Right, but I'm just saying, when people come in and ask me, I'm like, it all depends on what the writer wants to
Batman,
happen.
I'd take Thor.
He's the ultimate strategist. Batman could take
him
out.
I'm sure he'd come up with something to beat him.
I mean, because if Thor just flies up there and nails him with some lightning...
Well, yeah, Batman has a
he's insulated.
Body,
yeah.
So he probably
knows. And he has,
yeah, maybe Batman wore his rubber suit that day. Like,
what if he had,
he
had Thor repellent? You know?
If Deadpool can kill Thor, though... Then Batman can kill Thor. That's how I look at it.
He just takes an anti-bat lightning pill out of his utility belt.
It's so easy, man. It was obvious. But yeah, so we will be having the all-new X-Men party. I'll have something going on for it, but there won't be cake because I was so disappointed with the last cake.
That's because you went to John Eagle. And
you're right. You're right. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll be honest. I'll do something a little more interesting for the Avengers party, maybe cake-wise.
Ice cream cake. Because that's not
from a very narrow window of party. I probably won't be getting the variants for the Avengers party.
Let's do Taco Bell. Let's go buy like those big crates of burritos.
Like four packs of soft and four hard. Yeah.
I've been anywhere near that bathroom.
Look at Joe Bello's eyes like he's like Taco Bell. Now we're talking.
Yeah, so no way, man. We're on Chipotle now.
Yeah.
Now the Chipotle opened.
That's
across
a little
from
pricey. That's a little pricey.
Yeah, to have a bar. Yeah. Now,
well, they do catering.
Just throw that out there.
Now, I'm going to take some heat on this one because Dan Garber. I don't know if everybody read. You know, we're not going to get it until the next preview, so I don't know all the details about it. But Justice League of America, they're doing 52 variants for.
52.
Well, but the reason it's funny. Dan's like, you know, I'm sure you hate this and everything. And I looked at it, and I kind of went, I don't hate it.
Of course you don't hate it. It's DC.
No, but they're doing it. That's why I knew I was going to take some heat.
Like 10 seconds ago.
Marvel
he's like, has, Avengers
Marvel
have
has
way too many variants.
Marvel has 8 variants.
That's too many. 52.
Like Tom Brevoort is Satan.
I never
DC's
say
got
no.
52, and it's like, ah, whatever. I'll put a ton of them all.
The reason I don't have a problem with it, there's a plan. It's not just this artist. It's one for each state, including Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, who apparently somebody told me was just made a state through the election yesterday.
They voted on themselves to.
Yeah, so now they're a state. Yeah. So now we have 51 states. So
I thought we have to accept it, though.
Well,
wait, we really have? It's official? We have 51 states?
Apparently.
No. Congress has to approve it, but
yeah.
Puerto Rico said, yes, we'd like to become the 51st state.
I'm going to buy a new flag now.
Yeah. Colorado.
They don't care.
Actually, no.
They might be
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could care less. Puerto Rico?
They're in Walmart now. Buy all the flags.
That might be smart.
I want to be that guy that's got one star short.
Puerto Rico.
That's true. But so the idea is there's the main cover and, well, I guess maybe there are 52 variants in addition to the main cover, but each one's a different state with a state specific cover. And I'm like, well, that's kind of neat, but it's more along the lines.
Oh my God. If Marvel did this, you would be talking about how.
No, but here's the difference.
No purposes. No,
here's the difference. There's no hoops I have to jump through to get them. They're variants. They're not incentive variants. They're variant covers. But I can order
like Walking Dead.
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly like Walking Dead. I can order. So like I was talking to Jeremy who was in yesterday, and he's like, well, you know, I'd like an Indiana one. Okay, boom.
Jeremy,
one Indiana.
You used to work here, Jeremy?
Jeremy used to work here. They had to come up to vote because they hadn't changed their voting since they moved to West Virginia. But so that's why I see it different. I don't have to jump through. I don't have to exceed my orders of something.
But then they're not really variants to me. They're just alternate covers. And
sure
that's
enough.
Different. To
sure
me,
enough.
A variant has something rare about it.
Well, variant, I mean, it's a different cover.
That's just the implication of it to me, is that a variant is some sort of scarcity.
Okay.
So are you
to me,
order
a variant says the word variant.
You know what? I'll order the regular ones, and then I'll probably, like, I know Pinto's probably going to want all of them. You know,
I don't know about that.
But
53 copies of a book that's going to stink.
But I just view it very differently, where it's something I can order based on demand and
that's
need.
A $3 book, I would bet.
Three? So that's
yeah,
$150.
It's not going to be until the next preview, so I'm not doing anything.
This guy
yet.
Wants them on.
Are you going to
no,
do a package?
Yeah, probably.
Of course, because DC.
No, because I can. I can't do a package with all 11 Marvel variants because I don't know if I'm going to get them. And
are you going to do a package of all 52?
I will.
Of course.
So, but the thing is, and I bet the other thing is, with this, I can order them after the fact. After they come out, somebody wants an Idaho variant, I can probably order it. Where with the Marvel stuff, you can.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to be on the covers?
Pandering to different locales, did you see the Alpha miniseries? He's moving to Pittsburgh.
Oh, great.
I did see
that. I thought he was dead or depowered or something.
I thought he was depowered.
No, he's not dead.
That was a horrible run.
I thought he was depowered.
I read the first one and didn't like
Peter
it
Parker.
Enough to finish it. So.
If there's a lot of good Pittsburgh art in there, though, I'd buy it. Just because.
Fair enough.
I always like that Spider-Man.
Where did you see that?
Where, it was back in the 200s.
I'm going
to
say it was
yeah. He's fighting the terrible terror twins.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I didn't see that.
That he was going to be in, that Malph was moving to Pittsburgh.
Who was? Oh, Alpha.
Yeah,
I thought you said
CBR.
Malph. I'm like, Malph?
Alf.
That's
Alf.
Exactly.
All right.
They're doing an Alpha movie.
That.
Hide your cats.
Are they really?
Sonny's moving to Melmac. Wait a minute, what?
Same guy's doing his voice that they did on the show.
That's awesome.
I know.
It's still on Hub. If you
yeah, I know.
Show.
I
is it still
watch
puppet?
It. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to
do it. No, it'll be animated like Yoda in the last couple movies.
I would
bet
CGI.
Just looking at him, what the hell's that? What? CGI?
I think it's going to be like Ted was. You ever see that movie, Ted?
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Family Guy, if you're into Family Guy, it was a good
movie.
Except
my father wrote
and
directed.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. First time girls wanted to go see a movie about strippers.
What?
It was, Ted.
Not Magic Mike?
That's why I'm interested. Magic Mike, I'm like, Mike what, you went to see Magic Mike?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, never mind, I got that joke backwards. I have not seen Magic Mike or Ted for that
yeah,
purpose.
Matt's, how many times did you see Magic Mike?
Zero.
Uh-huh.
I've seen once. One movie in the past year.
Yeah, me too.
Two.
It
sorry.
Was Magic Mike.
Batman and Avengers.
Magic Mike.
Oh, true. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. He's taking someone out. You lied to me. You told me Ted was the stripper movie.
Where's Is that on a Blu-ray yet? Because I do want to see Ted.
It's not out yet.
No, Magic Mike is.
Magic Mike is.
No design.
I think Magic Mike came out this week, too.
He's checking his Netflix queue.
Actually, he already ordered. He's seen that. He has a tracking number.
Hey, I mean, I have Amazon Prime. DVD, that's supposed to be released day deliver.
Oh, my God. You guys. So I was looking a little bit at what's coming next week and got very, very sad.
What's that?
Last issue of The Boys is shipping next week.
Oh,
I still read the next one.
Oh, man. Sad day. Sad day. Might have to do the black armband. No. But it is sad. That's been such a fun
one. You should get a black cake in honor of The Boys.
Black? That'd be fun. That'd be good mouths after that. Everybody with black faces.
Get the trench coat. Get the black trench coat. Okay. Just wear it all
and
day.
And bring your dog in and call
bring
it.
Maggie. Call her, what was it, Killer? No.
Terror.
Terror. Thank you.
Is this a planned ending or is it just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It actually went a year longer than he wanted to. He wanted to end it at 60, 72. They convinced him to do another year. But it doesn't feel stretched. It didn't feel stretched at all.
The middle, when they did that whole hero-gasm stuff.
But
that
was earlier than before, I think, they asked them to extend it. So I think it's good. I can't wait to see what happens to that Vought American girl. They threw under the bus.
You
didn't read the last issue.
Do you think that Wee Huey, though, will, like, go after, like, the head of Vought America to kind of clean it?
Yeah.
I hope so.
And I'm sure they're going to have some sort of reconciliation with him and the girl, Annie.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that one. But on a good note, next Punk Rock Jesus is next week as well. So, if you haven't been reading that...
What is that, five?
Although, I think I'm... Hopefully, I still have them all on the shelf. I know I tried to get more of one of the issues, and they're out. So, number five. I highly recommend that book. That's been a fun ride.
That's the best comic on the shelves right now.
That's a good one.
What's it about? I've never...
Punk Rock Jesus. Okay. And, you know, it's funny. The only reason I read it was because of the name. And I went, this is just ridiculous. But it's a Vertigo book, so I had faith, you know, it wasn't, you know, by Moonstone or, you know, 215 Inc. or something.
Something too crazy.
Right. So it's basically the scientist was able to, like... polar bears were about to go extinct.
Okay.
So she was able to clone them and keep it alive. And she wants to do this algae thing that will be able to give, like, life-sustaining food to the planet. But she needs the money to be able to do it. So this company has come in and kind of gone, okay, well, we'll give you the money. We want you to clone Jesus. So they've cloned Jesus from the DNA in the Shroud of Turin.
Okay.
Well, they didn't clone... I mean, they used the DNA to knock up
right,
a chick.
Right. Okay. So, but now there is this boy, Chris, and it's almost like Truman, like he's being filmed.
Yeah.
You know, everything about his life.
It's all a reality TV show.
Yeah, his whole life is being filmed, and mom just kind of starts to lose it because she's stuck. She can't leave. This is on an island because no country would allow this, so they're in international waters.
Yeah.
And there's a religious group trying to break in to stop it. And the main character is actually the bodyguard.
Okay.
Who's an ex-IRA guy. But yeah, mom starts to lose it because she can't leave and she's drinking and things are happening. But just really good. But just bizarre setup. But each issue has had such a great cliffhanger that you can't wait to get the next one.
Yeah.
The cliffhanger on three probably being one of the best I've ever read. With when...
When they chucked the baby in the water?
No.
That was in one.
No, that was in one. Don't give it away. I encourage people to read. But
it's been out for 3 months.
When mom tried to kill herself.
I'm waiting for the tray.
Okay. But
tough.
Hey, it was really, really good. I hope the trade comes out quick because this is one that's going to sell like Day Tripper. The way I like Day Tripper, I probably sold 30 copies of that trade.
Day Tripper.
So
cool.
Yeah. So I think I'll be able to pump this one.
I think
for a long
Day
time.
Tripper would read much better as a trade than month to month.
No, it read much better month to month because you had that pause after each. Because
I forgot what happened.
When the trade, remember, he dies at the end of every issue.
Right.
Well, when you can just turn the page to see what happens next, you don't have that delay to kind of go, okay, what's going to happen in the next one? Is he still going to be? You had that the waiting period that I think. A lot of writers are very good at, where when they read better as a trade, that tells you the guy's thinking as, a big picture, but I like the ones that take that weight into account, where you can't wait to get it. Also, Batman number 14 is next week. So,
does it have a die-cut cover, too?
I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know this one had a die-cut cover, so.
I think that's what I was just...
I don't know.
I'm here, I think it says that.
I didn't know if it was all the books for...
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be the same or if they're going to do different die-cut covers, so I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with it.
The Joker overcover on these ones.
Okay, but...
All the 14.
So... Those just quickly reading over the invoices.
Did you order the extra like Red Hood and stuff that people don't normally buy that are going to want these because they're part of the
set? Yeah, I up those. I up the Catwoman. I up the Batgirl. Second prints are coming in too of those three books: Batwoman, Batgirl, and Catwoman. That were all sold out right away, for which many people have yelled at me. It's like, how am I supposed to know?
But the second prints are going to be die-cut covers.
They are not, correct. Well, no, but people yelled at me for selling out of the first print so quickly. You know, I didn't foresee selling through 120 copies of Batman in 2 days. You know, that.
You really did for 13?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was awesome.
Wow.
Scary at the end, I think.
Yeah. I was disappointed.
That's what really cooked me.
That was awesome. That was just totally awesome.
Maybe I might have to go reread it then.
Yeah, it was very good.
I mean, it was okay. It just wasn't what I'd call Snyder good, but...
Really? I thought it was. I thought it was. The suspense that...
I thought it was very good. That last part with Harley Quinn where she's like, I'm really worried about this, Batman. Like, you need to stop. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, damn. Like, there's going to be problems.
Yeah, the part I liked was Gordon kept going, you know, why is he doing this? And Batman going, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, normally,
he has an idea.
Yeah.
Really, when it comes to the Joker, it always seems like nobody knows why he's doing what he's doing.
At least it is, but
what he's doing in here is not his like typical.
Yeah,
it's not his MO.
Yeah, right. It's not his typical stuff. Yeah.
It's been good. So yeah, definitely looking forward to that. I don't remember off the top of my head. Those are the ones that just kind of jumped out at me that were coming out next week. Boy's definitely jumping out at me, going, I can't wait to read it, but damn.
We can go reread the trades or the definitive hardcovers that are coming out now.
I have those at home.
Shocking.
Waiting for the boy to be able to read those. Yeah, there you go, buddy. Here's Hero Gasm.
Go for it.
Yeah.
At what age?
What's the gerbil, Dad?
Yeah. At what age do you actually like let your child read the boys? 13.
I don't think I can say publicly because CYS may come to the house.
They'll be taking them to school.
That's the kind of thing they have to discover on their own.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of thing. That's not like Star Wars.
You sneak in,
sit down and you're like, check this out, son.
He quickly puts something under the covers and then, what do you got there, bud? And it's, you know, the boys.
That's okay.
I was worried it was something bad.
We store Dad's Playboys. Your kid's going to steal your boys.
Yeah, that's mature.
Now, if it was the Black Kiss, I'd have to take that back. But,
or that was good. Donnie's favorite episode or issue.
Exactly, yeah. I don't think I'll ever let him read Saga. Yeah. After that.
You just have to skip the Sex Planet issue.
That's really just a couple pages, but...
couple pages.
Well, yeah. But, Mike, what have you read lately that you liked?
Happy. Very happy.
Happy was very good.
It's just so...
And part of it, knowing it's only four issues, makes it almost even better.
It makes
you know
it more fun because you know he's going to keep it going.
Yeah, the payoff's going to be right there.
But what would you call happy? This little blue
crime
horse?
Oh, the horse?
Yeah, unicorn thing.
Well, it's the little girl's imaginary friends.
Yeah, that's just... What kind
of
drugs
is it? Well, did you see the cover of four?
I'm writing this.
Yeah.
Ketamine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this isn't that out there. This isn't that. I mean, this isn't as bad as a lot of other stuff. It's just, what if a little girl's kidnapped and her imaginary friend comes to get help? That's basically the story.
Yeah.
But the guy she came to for help isn't exactly all there. You know?
So it's like Lassie, but with a purple horse?
No.
Blue horse.
No.
Blue horse. Flying blue horse. But it's not like Lassie. But it's been very, very good.
Yeah, yes. thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah.
But it's funny because Robertson's got a certain style of art, but then Happy is just like, it's almost like, hey, Allred, come in and draw the horse.
He's
doing
it in a totally different
style. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love the variant for last week's.
Yeah, that was very good. Yeah. I guess there's a variant for one of the, there was a variant for this one, but they didn't tell us about it. But there was one for the other ones that we can order. I forgot. I don't even remember what it was. Maybe it was three or four.
What, number two?
Yeah, number two had, like, it was a 1 in 20. Yeah, it was a 1 in 20. But this other one we can order. So it's, I don't know what they're doing. It's very confusing. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have enough to think about that they start throwing this stuff at us.
I'm trying to... I thought I read that they were going to make that an ongoing.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's being a movie.
Yeah.
It's been optioned for a movie.
They're going to make four issues into a two-hour movie.
They could do that, because when they try to take, you know, 12 issues and cut out all the good parts. Yeah. Joe.
You know, I read a bunch of stuff. Most recently, I got caught up on Walking Dead and on Invincible. But what I really want to talk to you about is Superman Earth 1 Volume 2.
That was good. I like that.
Yeah. I wondered if there was a place for Earth 1 after all of the after the New 52, since we're looking at a young Superman in the New 52. But, you know, they still find avenues to explore Superman's young persona in different ways in Earth 1 Volume 2.
Who's the team on that?
Straczynski and...
Shane Davis.
Yes. Okay.
Shane Davis, he's got kind of like a Jim Lee style.
Yeah.
It leans towards Jim Lee, but there are some subtle differences. I'd say that Shane Davis has a different style of providing definition. I believe he inks himself, too, rather than Jim Lee, who's traditionally inked by Scott Williams.
So you liked it?
Yeah, I did.
I liked it a lot.
It looked at, like, Superman's relationships. It looked at, like, how does Clark Kent examine dating?
Oh, okay.
When Lois Lane is not, you know, not a given. Lana Lang is not a given. Like, what happens when Clark Kent's in the city and he's, and you know, what's his options with girls?
That wasn't what, I mean, the main story was a Parasite book.
Mm-hmm.
Was the bad guy. But, no, it was, I went into the first one not wanting to read it and liked it. I went into this one going,
are they doing
why?
Different creators?
And I liked
for each
it. No, same creators
same
on this
creators?
One.
Okay.
And like the Batman one, I went into going, we just redid Batman. Why do we need this? I really like that.
Well, they didn't redo Batman. Really?
It was a different Batman. It was definitely different.
Between
Alfred was completely
no,
different.
No, no, no. I meant.
Oh, okay.
You said we just redid.
Well,
Batman.
We just had right, but the idea behind of you know a revamp. Here's the
they
new
found
Batman.
Ways to examine Batman's origins differently.
Yeah.
The same way they found ways to examine Superman's origins.
But when that one came out, I would just looked at it like why? Why did we need?
Yeah. Outside this? Of Alfred, I was really disappointed in Batman. Earth
really, I like that.
Chicka chicka.
So did that? Was that John's?
John's.
That was John's.
And, I like the art.
The artist was Gary Frank.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I did like
Gary
the art on
awesome.
It.
Yeah. Except every time I look at it now, I'm like, this smile is way off. Thanks a lot, Colin. Colin has a way of picking
every
artist's tick.
I do. And it's funny that, like, the Iron Man that came out today, the story was fine, but the art killed me.
So an artist can draw the most beautiful figures and the most excellent shading
ever. Well,
in the case
of Land, yes, very beautiful figures. Yes.
But they all look
but
the
if,
same.
If, there, the if, there's, face, a, if yeah. there's a tooth that he consistently draws wrong, Colin picks up
I
on
do.
It. He's like,
yeah.
Look at this. Look at these buck teeth
I
that
really
he draws on every character.
I really
That's
don't
mind
Land.
Colin.
Yeah,
I
mean,
his attention to detail is impeccable.
Well, no, this all started when with Rags Morales can't draw two eyes pointing in the same direction. I'm sorry. It bothers me.
Uh-huh. And at which point Rags Morales
he
went
might.
From A-list
he
to
might.
D-list.
Just to right. But then when I pointed out and showed them examples, everybody went, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so I wasn't.
Yep. So Colin
being
pointed
ridiculous,
out,
it was just something that always bothered me.
So when we talked about Batman Earth 1, Colin pointed out to us that Gary Frank's tick is that he can't draw smiles right. And now, you know, following that, I went back to Gary Frank's run on Superman Legion of Superheroes, which had characters smiling like on every page, and they were all screwed up. So Gary Frank is no longer on my A-list.
Oh, man, nobody's going to come for a signing here. Chuck. I feel like the McLaughlin group. That's what I always think of when I do this. Patty Buck, Buck, Buck.
I'm
giving my
age. Bedlam number one from last week was really good.
How did you like Bedlam there, Donnie? Oh, sorry.
I
didn't read it.
I got someone's used copy.
I liked it. Yeah.
It was really good. Yeah. I don't know if you read it.
Yeah, Donnie, I found this one between the TV Guide and the People magazine.
No, I took very good care of it.
I found the one character, Matter Red, he's like the bad guy in the book. If you're reading it and you saw The Dark Knight, which most of us probably did, it kind of did remind me of the Joker from the Dark Knight movie. There's a scene where he's in I guess, a jail, and there's a cop interviewing him. It reminds me a lot of that scene from The Dark Knight, and just the way it was written, it just felt like that. You know, it gave that vibe that it was that.
Yeah. If you like that, another book I'll recommend that I'm shocked I haven't sold a single copy of the trade is Nemesis. Nemesis was really good.
The Marvel Nemesis.
The problem is it took them 6 months to come out with a hardcover and 9 months after that to come out with the paperback.
Well, it took them like 8 months to come out with issue three.
Right. But I'm just saying, it came out so... By the time it came out, everybody forgot about it. But that was a really good...
Yeah, it was.
And it was only four issues.
Is he doing a second series of that, too?
Supposedly, but it got canceled and pushed back. You know, our orders were canceled and it got pushed back.
That's great.
But that was good. So if you like Bedlam, I highly recommend
Now, Nemesis. Is Bedlam ongoing or is it a mini?
I think it's just a mini.
Probably. I don't know how they could make something like that ongoing.
Is that Riley Rossimo?
Yeah.
That guy must be the fastest artist in the world. Because like
a lot of it's like sketch.
Yeah, every time he's very sloppy.
But it looks good, though.
Image books, he's got like two new ongoings. Yeah. It's like, dude, how much art can you do?
Well, he just finished up Debris. He'd finished up, what was that?
He did Green Wake, which is done.
Yeah, there was another one they did. It was like a werewolf.
He did Proof.
Yeah, he did Proof before that.
That was a great book.
He did Cowboy Ninja Viking. That was where I found him.
Yeah.
Darn it, started with an R. Remember the first one was some guy in the woods with wolves around him.
I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, but that finished up, so I'm not sure what all he has going on right now. But yeah. But
no, what do you think of his art style, Joe? F?
He did Green Wake, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's beautiful.
But the
really?
Who are we talking about?
Riley Rossimo.
I have no idea.
What I find funny is because the arts that I really like I really like Allred Steve Rude, the nice clean ones.
Rebel Blood was the other.
That's it, Rebel Blood. I knew it was an R. But I love his stuff. That Cowboy Ninja Viking, I just thought was brilliant.
I never heard of
that. The sloppiness.
Oh, my God.
The Zippitone.
The first trade on...
That was a really good
book.
It's
about these special ops characters who all have multiple personalities.
Triples.
Triples, yeah. They all have three personalities. Yeah.
Do you like Jeff Lemire's art?
Yes, I do. I like Jeff Lemire's art a lot.
I've given my Underwater and Essex to a buddy. Loved them.
Yeah, I haven't read Underwater. I just got in six copies direct from Top Shelf.
Really good.
I'll get to it. But no, I love this. I can't finish it, but I love the first two. Justin, a book you like, some you read recently. Doesn't even have to be last week or this week. Or...
I read the two new Marvel Now books. They were okay. I was kind of disappointed, I guess, a little bit, as all the hype. I picked up Think Tank last week when I was here. I really like that. Yeah. It's a different story. It's like a kid that does super tinkering, I guess.
It's the super geniuses working for the government to create special weapons.
And it was just kind of a cool story. It was different.
It's not done yet. What, threes? Just one through threes?
Yeah, just one through threes out. Yeah. It was Rashawn Ekdale. I think he did the inks. I've met him.
Oh, okay.
He's a really nice guy. And he did...
I forget who's writing it, but it's one of the bigger name or hotter guys.
Image
book. A little black and white book, but really good.
It's good. I liked it. You know, it's not... He invents, these really cool things. He had, suggestion gas, and, he has, all those, toys that you see.
Yeah, the main thing that he created was this thing that could allow him to read people's minds, basically.
Yeah, on his cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
he's talking to a girl at a bar.
That's the first thing he does, go out to... pick a girl up at the bar, and I was like, I would do that.
If I was a telepath, that is exactly where I'd use my talents.
Yeah, and he's sitting there with his phone, and he's talking to the girl, and she says something, and then he's down at the text, and it comes up, and it's like, oh, I wonder if this guy's married, and he's like, I'm single, and she's like, oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
But yeah, he's running afoul of the government, and he kind of made them mad, and now he's kind of... Things are going wrong, but I guess it was supposed to be four issues, but now I know just number five was in last month, so it must have been continued.
Oh, cool.
So probably the first story arc is going to finish through four, and then we'll keep going. So that's good. But yeah, no, I read that. That was very good.
Yeah.
Dave?
I'll mention Punk Rock Jesus again. I'm caught up on that. We've already talked about that, and getting caught up on The Massive.
I'm behind on that.
I like it, yeah. I just... It goes hand in hand with Punk Rock Jesus because I just love the world building in both of those books. It's just incredible that they've thought of every – Brian Wood and Sean Murphy have just thought of every little aspect of these worlds. It's really incredible.
And Brian Wood's really good at that. I mean, DMZ.
Yeah.
My favorite of all time.
Yeah, but the next thing he's doing about the volleyball girl, superhero. That was just bizarre.
Is that Mara?
Yeah.
It's only a 4-issue, I think.
The volleyball superhero.
But
I don't know, I have faith in Brian Wood. I mean, if anybody can pull off something weird like that.
How was his X-Men run?
Weird.
Okay.
I mean, it was...
I didn't read it. I picked up the new one with Daredevil.
They found these proto-mutants and, like, that were, like, the ancestors, the real mutants, and it was just weird. Like,
okay.
With AVX going on, like, it was really, like, where is this taking place? And...
Yeah. I mean, I saw it's being collected in a soft cover, which means it's disposable.
Whereas the $75 AVX hardcover is indispensable.
That's not a bad deal, really. I mean, there's a ton of stuff in there.
You should buy three of them.
It's a little much. I think they priced it at $50. I might be able to sell it. $75 isn't an impulse buy.
I mean, there's
do you get the digital copies, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
All 12.
Yeah.
13. The digitals. 13?
0 through 12.
Yeah, but there's other stuff in there, too.
AVX Versus. That's indispensable.
There's 6 more issues. Oh, you know who wrote the
forward. I understand there's a lot in there, but CM Punk. But just the thing.
Who wrote the...
CM Punk.
Are you serious?
He did.
I'll buy it.
Best in the world. Yes.
The wrestler?
Yes.
He's actually a huge comics fan.
Yeah, is he really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he really likes Ed Brubaker.
Okay.
He's a huge Punisher
fan. I'm glad
fan,
you guys said wrestler, because I was like...
You don't know who CM Punk is?
He's
okay, here, I'll give you... It's Jill Thompson's manager.
Really?
She managed Brian Azzarello.
That's crazy!
Wow.
I like him even more now.
There you go. My son, he's like, I don't know how to tell you his dad. I really like CM Punk. It's okay, Pat. Because he's a bad guy, so it's okay.
Yeah, I haven't watched wrestling since I was 13.
Watching it 4 days a week now. So. I'm hooked, man. I am hooked.
I feel really bad.
He went as Sheamus for Halloween. Yeah. Good times. I hit you yet, Donnie?
What?
For something you liked.
Nothing. A little jaded.
That's okay.
Keep buying new stuff, trying to find something to latch on to, but I'm not too excited about anything right now.
Did you try Punk Rock Jesus?
That's
good.
He's
anti-religious.
Like Jesus.
Okay. Well, he's a Jesus who's in a punk rock band. Does that help?
I don't like anyone
who tells everybody to go. I think on the last page, you told everybody to go wank themselves.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So it's not a happy, warm, fuzzy.
And he hates Christianity.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very anti-religion.
But it's been a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the trade at this point, because I don't think
we're
the first
there.
Two issues.
I kind of want to hear more about CM Punk.
Well, I don't know. He just wrote the intro, so I haven't read it because it's sealed, so I can't read it. So I don't know what he had to say.
And he manages Jill Thompson.
That's from my understanding. Yeah, she something about him. She like her car was on fire, and he rescued her from it because he lives in Chicago. And then that's how they got to know one another. And she does Daniel Bryan's outfits.
Yeah,
she designs his outfits and some of the other wrestlers.
Oh, wow.
Who's
so
Daniel
Bryan?
Wrestler.
He's a wrestler. Goatface Boy. Very different from Goatface Girl and Uncanny X-Force or Uncanny Avengers. So.
Right. Full circle there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Will there be different covers for Invincible 100?
Yes. Sadly, not sadly, but they're doing the same thing they did with...
I was going to say, I thought there was 8 or 9.
There's 8, like Walking Dead, including a chromium done by Charlie Adler with the same cascading dead people. Sadly, I'm not going to order 200 copies of that because it doesn't have quite the mass market thing that Walking Dead certainly does.
They should make a TV show out of that.
Invincible, sure. He probably could if he wanted to right now. He's got that clout, probably.
I mean, it'll come on right after the Powers TV show.
Could be, yeah, because that's in post-production now.
See, they'll make it a Lock and Key.
Death production.
Yep.
And the line production.
What?
Lock and Key trilogy.
How do you make the second volume of that? Isn't that like they're inside the dude's head? Like they.
Is that Joe?
Yeah, a lot of it was. Yeah, yeah.
Does he have anything to do with it? Does he have anything to do with the movie or?
Apparently, I don't.
Oh, he may have. I mean, it was supposed to be a TV show that didn't get picked up.
Oh, okay.
The trailer for the pilot you can see online, but we'll never see the pilot, I guess. It's the same writers that did the we're going to do a TV show, so they're doing the movie, so it's going to be similar.
Okay. Matt?
I honestly haven't read...
Oh, man.
I read the Swamp Thing annual. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, Swamp Thing led right from that. It was really Swamp Thing and Animal Man were very good.
He just looks at the pictures. He don't read
it. I know. The words are too much more.
And this is going to be an unpopular comment. I wish Becky Cloonan would draw that book. It's so much better than Yannick
Bacall. Oh, no. Terrible.
No.
I still think she should draw Batman over
Becky Cloonan should never go on Conan. No.
I'd rather
see her. Is that still coming out?
Yeah, but I
don't think...
Not
her.
She's not doing it anymore.
She did, like, the first four or five.
Yeah, Wood's still writing. I think he's up through... It's going to be through 25 and he's done.
Okay.
I'd have to see an example.
Yannick is so awesome.
He's got...
His layouts.
Yeah.
His
layouts are one of the things I hate the most about him.
No, that's what makes the book.
You really like experimental stuff. I'm surprised because Swamp Thing is probably the closest to any Image book
he's
out
there. He's trying
to
be J.H. Williams type of art.
No.
In terms of layouts?
No.
Oh, absolutely.
No. J.H. Williams has form and function. I'm an artist. I know what he does. And what you're saying, it's just out there. And you don't know where it's going. There is no form and function. It's kind of like Swamp Thing. It's like, what's he going to change into? Next page, what's it going to change into? It's just... It's awesome. And I hope he stays.
What I'm saying is it's so exciting to look at the layout. Like,
well,
like, it's not a grid.
Yeah, look at the whole page and then go and read it, and you're just like, wow, this is...
It's like the flow of one image to the next, and then, you know, the sticks and nature that he uses to divide.
But he doesn't use it all the time.
As exciting
so
as what's actually going on.
The layouts are great, but it's hard to follow where you're supposed to read sometimes.
I haven't had any trouble with him. The guy who was doing Grifter for a while was trying to do the similar thing, and that was confusing as could be, because you couldn't tell if it was two pages, you know, a double page, where Yannick, you could generally tell when it's a two-page spread. But, yeah, I like that. That and Animal Man were really good this week. X-Force
really
was okay. It's almost feels like it's treading water to the end. It's like, we need three more issues. Oh, okay, I'll stretch this out a little then.
What's this?
X-Force.
On
yeah, finally. I think there's only one more issue, though. I don't know. There's only a couple. It's hard to that's one thing I don't like about this slow rollout of all the number ones. Yeah. I don't know exactly when books are ending. I can't remember.
And then is there going to be any follow through to like the new X-Force?
I don't think
Cable?
So.
Because it's a whole new group.
I don't think so. Especially because Deadpool is going to be not neither of the groups.
It'd
He's going to be in
Thunderbolts.
Right?
I like this Deadpool more than I did in the new Deadpool.
Yes,
like
the
way he acts.
Yeah, the Deadpool in this last issue was great, and Nightcrawler quality kill in this book.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome.
Say no more. I gotta read.
No, I'm not giving away, but it was awesome.
He died.
No, somebody he took
already,
out.
Why are they stopping? This?
Nightcrawler
was awesome. Already
because well, Remender's going to do Captain America and Uncanny Avengers.
But doesn't it sell really well?
It's my best-selling X book. Yes,
he's not doing Uncanny Avengers, is he? That's Hickman.
That's
Remender. Yeah, Hickman's doing Avengers and New Avengers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, come on, get your Avengers straight. Come on. And Avengers Arena is being done by, I don't know what, Cullen Bunn?
No,
he's doing every other book.
Who's Cullen Bunn? Who are these writers?
Cullen Bunn did Six Gun, and that made him famous. So now, then he was co-writing Captain America with Brubaker. And now, if you just look through the previews, his name's on. It's him and Christos Gage doing about every book.
Well, do you hear Brubaker's going to do... Fatal is ongoing.
Okay.
It's not going to be a mini anymore, which is kind of cool. Have you read that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I just finished the first trade.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah, that's something you might want to look into if you like Brubaker and his style.
It's very noir,
sci-fi,
fantasy,
bizarre.
With a little Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Plus, this guy's an artist. Anytime you,
so he knows.
If you preface anything you say on the podcast with
"should eyes point in the same direction, Mike?"
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
What if they have a lazy eye?
Well,
maybe.
But can every character
have
a lazy eye?
But there's some artists that people perceive to be crappy artists. Like people might not like Bill Sienkiewicz or Frank Miller, but that's a style that they've developed through the years.
Sure.
Rob Liefeld, he just sucks. Greg Land, he just doesn't have it. Greg Land's basically a tracer. He looks like
he's even tracing his own
yes.
stuff. That's what got me reading this yes. Iron Man. I saw they introduced this female character. I'm like, oh, look, it's Emma Frost. Oh, wait, no, that's Sue Storm. Oh, wait, no, it's the same exact face.
Frank
they always
the
uses.
Same thing. Yeah. Everything is Liberty Meadows. Everything. It's the same girl, Brandy, over and over and over again. And it's just like, dude, you can't draw.
So Wolverine's going to look like Brandy. Wow.
Did you see the thing? His those high-top tennis shoes or wherever. You're like, no. Like, no.
I actually really like Frank Cho.
Oh, I've met Frank Cho. Frank yeah. Cho's a great guy. I love his style. But he, Wolverine, no. It's too
we'll
it's
see.
Too clean.
We'll see. We'll
it's
see.
Too clean. Yeah.
Shanna's going to be in it, too.
Yeah. So. It's shocking. Mm-hmm.
Big boobs and Wolverine and claws. Yeah.
Yeah. In the Savage Land.
In the Savage Land.
Because everybody loves the Savage Land.
Woo!
I think we're good.
Cool.
We'll talk at you next week. See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Like my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Blob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's